Good afternoon, and welcome once more to The Outcast, the only show produced by me for you. And this week we are coming from a different location, but I'll explain all that later. And anyway, coming up in the rest of the show, we're going to talk about my secret shame and my new secret shame. So be sure to tune in for those. And as always, sorry for the delay. So hey there guys, as I said at the start of the show, coming from a different location, and we're actually coming from my, supervisor slash manager's house, Liz, and she's off in Holland at the moment, and she gave me a key and asked me to check on her house for her while she's away, and I was like, yeah, no problem. She was like, feel free to watch a DVD or anything, and I was like, cool. But the reason I'm coming from here is not just because I have free reign of this delightful flat, it's actually because I felt shame. For the first time that I can remember, I have felt shameful of this show. It's true guys, I know, it's very sad, but I was sitting in my room beginning to record the show, and I'd done like 3 minutes or so, and I'd done the intro, and it was, you know, basically the usual crap. And all of a sudden I heard laughing, and because my housemates had come home and they'd been out, and they come home and I could hear laughing, and they turned on the TV and they were laughing at that. But I was just like, oh no, some people are in the room. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of stopped and I listened back and I thought, this is terrible, because I could hear my volume decreasing as the intro went on, and it was like, oh my god, I'm ashamed of my beautiful show. So that's also why it's delayed, because, you know, after listening to that and feeling, you know, the shame of being caught out doing this show, you know, I just didn't want to pick it up for a while, which, I'm sorry, meant that I couldn't do the show for you guys. But I'm back, coming from a different location. Hopefully I'll be able to pluck up the courage to do the show in my own room in the future, but we'll have to see. Anyway, if you haven't guessed by the waffling at the start, this means I'm actually on my own yet again. No special guests for today, it's just me. Which means it's probably going to be a shorter show filled with waffly goodness. Yes. So, blah. Yeah, last week's show, see, waffly goodness and nothing to talk about. Last week's show was good. I liked it. Right, sorry about that pause there, but there were some bizarre stamping noises, and I thought I'd best check them out, as I am meant to be looking after this house. Yeah, I'm going to assume it was some kind of person walking past the door. Where was I? Yeah, last week's show, very good, I enjoyed the show, and I really hope that either Dale or Ali... Okay, again, sorry for the pause, but it appears that the people that live above Liz are quite loud walkers. So I assume it's the laminate floor, which seems to be going on in all of the flats. But yeah, they're walking, and that confuses me. So anyway, yes, Ali and Dale, great show. Hope they're on again at some point, because it was good. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't do a show more recently, because it gave the last show a little bit longer to breathe, you know, to get downloads and stuff. And everyone enjoyed it. And I've had many comments about it being a good show, but no emails. Guys, email in, outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Let us know what you think. Otherwise, I can't read it out on the show. I can just say, yes, some people did find the show enjoyable. And that is what I've just done. So, no follow-ups from that show, other than the fact that it was good. And tip-top, chippity-chip-chip-chip. Do-de-do-de-do. In this part, are we to imagine that I just played a jingle? Because I wiped my laptop the other day and I put everything on my PC, and I'm not at my PC right now because I'm in someone else's house, so I don't have any of my jingles. So I would have played one there, but no, I didn't, because I have no jingles, and that's the way it works. These people walking around are really annoying, and I don't know how loud I'm speaking right now, so I'm going to talk quite quietly. Hold on a second, I've just got a text message. It was nothing, you'd be interested. interested in. Anyway, I just watched this this program on Channel 5. It's kind of a gardening program, at least I'm going to call it that because I'm being nice. Basically, what it seemed to be was a bunch of, a team of four people, the stereotypical gay designer, a foreign builder, and a lazy builder, and a piece of woman meat to walk around in hot pants and bikinis. And basically, what they seemed to do was for a week, they just arsed around and did nothing. And basically, yeah, pissed about in these people's gardens. And there was a hilarious scene where where one of the builders went into the tool shed with the female designer, and then they came out and she pretended like they had just had sex, and that was funny apparently. So if anyone sees it, I think it's called Nice House, Shame About the Garden. So if anyone sees this show, please get in touch and just tell me, is this show for real? Because basically, it was the most staged rubbish I've ever seen. It kind of wanted to be, I think it was Homefront or something, that one with Nick Knowles, where they, you know, they joked about and they had fun and they got the project done. And it wanted to be that, but it kind of failed because their jokes weren't funny, everything was too staged, and they didn't get the project done in the end. They produced this garden that looked like a piece of shit, and where they meant to have this pond, they had nothing. So, there we go. If anyone saw this program on Channel 5, the garden thing, Nice House, Shame About the Garden, please let me know. Outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play you a song, but I am going to go and watch Spinal Tap, which was a film recommended to me by Dale Platt. So I'm going to watch this is Spinal Tap, and then I'm going to come back and tell you my views on the film. So this song, which obviously I don't have now because I'm not in my house, is going to be a song about gardening to tie in nicely with what I was just talking about. So here's a song for you about gardening.
Hey everybody, wanna do this here with me? I bet it'll be fine.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
Okay, so welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song about gardening, I think. I've just watched This Is Spinal Tap. Gotta say, thanks for recommending it, Dale. It was a good film. I enjoyed it. A couple of funny moments, which I'm guessing I'm going to play for you before this. I'm not sure this is all going to come together in the wonderful post-production that I use so often. But yeah, it was a good film. A lot of good lines. You know, parts of it were a bit sad, I'm going to say, when I thought the band was falling apart, you know. I did get a bit teary. But then in the end it all came out nice and they were all happy. But anyway, that was Spinal Tap for you, or rather, that was This Is Spinal Tap. I'm gonna recommend it, I guess. I'll give it 3.5 stars out of 5. It was an okay film, and if you've got time, go and watch it. It's not really like watching a film, it is more like watching a documentary, and if I didn't know better, I'd say it was real. It's that good at what it does, which I think is pretending to be a documentary, I'm not sure. But either way, it's, you know, good at it. Anyway, as I said in the introduction, I was going to talk about my secret shame, or rather my new secret shame. So before I do that, first of all, if you have any other film recommendations, please get in touch. If you think maybe you should watch this film, Boy Eats Girl, or Dead and Breakfast, or one of the many other films. I also recommend you go and watch Fargo. It's a good film. If you have any film recommendations at home, get in touch. Outcast pod@hotmail.co.uk. It'd be nice to have some emails, it really would. So please do get in touch. Anyway, as I said, I'm going to tell you about my my new secret shame. Basically what it is this ARG, I believe that's what they're called, it stands for Alternate Reality Games, and basically it's called Perplex City. And what you do is you buy these cards. I know, it's a card game type thing. You buy the cards, and they're kind of like puzzle cards, and on them is a kind of, believe it or not, a puzzle. And some of these puzzles are quite hard, and some of them are not as hard. And what you do is you solve them, and then you go on the Perplex City website, and you put in your answers and stuff, and you basically you get points for solving them, and those points add up, and the person with the most points gets clues to find this missing cube, and the person who finds the cube gets $20,000 or £100,000 or something, I can't remember. But basically one of the first things you do is you go on this website, you sign up, and they give you a walkthrough. It's kind of like an easy little puzzle that you've got to solve. And it started off, I think it was some kind of code with a 13 rotation cipher, whereby you substitute the letter for a letter 13 letters away or something. It's how I worked it out. And basically that leads you to a website, and there you get an email address, and then you send that person an email, and then they send you another puzzle, and you solve that. And they had to do a phone call, and that person was like, now you need to go to this website and look at this thing. And I'm like, okay. So basically what it is it's a fun puzzle solving game where you like have to do research and stuff, and you really have to think about things. And it works in the real world, so although you're playing this game, like stuff in the real world is happening. Like they had this big event down in San Diego, and everyone went down there to watch a film, which was some kind of transmission from the people that are helping, that are asking you to get this cube. And they went down there and they started watching the video clip thing, and then all their phones started ringing. Everyone in the cinema, their phones started ringing, and they all got a call, and it was like, quick, go outside now. The truth is going to be revealed. So they all went outside, and then these helicopters were flying over, and they all had to chase the helicopters and stuff like that. And stuff like this is happening all around the world. I mean, there's skywriting going on. There was a Morse code on the London Eye recently. And basically, by solving these cards, you learn about stuff that's going to take place like that. So you can go there and you can get more clues as to where this cube might be buried, so that you can find the cube and you can get your $20,000 or whatever. So basically, I thought I'd tell you all about it, because I've tried some, and it's really fun. It's kind of addictive, you know. I'm already bought 4 packs of cards when I shouldn't really have bought any, because basically you use them once and then that's it. But basically on them there's these puzzles, and they can range from stuff like visual puzzles. There was one of a maze that you had to solve, to research type puzzles, and you know, logic puzzles and stuff like that. Here's a good one, a nice easy one. It says, there are 9 planets in your solar system. Can you name them? Hope we haven't given too much away by highlighting the 3rd one from the sun. There you go. So what you've got to do is you've got to name all of the planets, and for most people out there, you'll know how to do that, because it's my very easy method, just speeds up naming planets, which is Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And then there's other cards. There's one of, you look at it, it's a black shape, kind of like one of them oil ink blot type things, and you stare at it for 30 seconds, and you look away, and you look at a wall, and you blink, and then all of a sudden Jesus is there, and it's like, who is this? And you have to write Jesus. Jesus! Fucking Christ! And then you get points and stuff. I mean, the easy one of the planets was worth only 11 points, and the Jesus one was worth 3 points. And then you get harder cards. Like, there was this one card that I had. It was... What it is, I'll post a picture on the thing, on the main podcast page, so you can actually see what this looks like. Basically, it's this 3D cube in the background with like a grid of 9 different coloured squares overlaid, and that was it. And you had to solve it. There was no writing on the card or anything, it was just this cubey mess, and you had to solve that. So what I'll do is I'll post that, and I'll see if any of you can solve that. So because I know how to solve this one, and I know what the answer is, because I worked it out and basically cheated a little bit. by going on forums and asking, hello, who thinks they know how to solve this? Which, you know, did kind of, you know, spoil it a bit for me, but it was worth 50 points. So I'm going to stick that up on the board, and if you think you know how to solve it, get in touch. And what I think I'll do is I think I'll use one of these cards and I'll put it up every week or so, and if you think you know the answer to it, you can solve it. I've got another really good one here, which is the periodic table. Looks like the periodic table. I'm just giving that away, so I won't bother putting that one up, because that was kind of the answer. Basically, you had this thing that looked a bit like the periodic table and it had a lot of numbers on, and then you went and looked at a real periodic table and you saw that it didn't look like this, but each element has a number, as we know, and it'd have 8, and 8 would represent like iron, which would be, what is iron? Fe. So 8 would be Fe, and then you'd carry this on and you'd get all the letters and then you'd form sentences, and it was like 1, a type of eucalyptus, 2, high-tech South America, and it was stuff like that, and you had to like find out what each of those were, and there were 4 different words that you have to find, and they were the answers to the card. And it doesn't say that again, it's just a picture of this thing that looks like the periodic table with numbers all in it. So if you like logic puzzles and stuff, kind of like Sudoku or crosswords, that kind of thing, if you like alpha puzzles, I recommend you try out some of these. Just go on the website, there's a few free ones on that you can try out, and you might even want to go down to your local shop, buy a pack of the cards. They come in 6 for about £2.50, which works about 50p a card, and the harder ones can take, I mean, I spent nearly an hour trying to figure out one of them, because I did a lot of research on it, went on the interwebnet and looked at stuff like Wikipedia in order to find my answers and stuff, and that took me an hour, while other ones just took me 5 minutes, and they're fun cards to do. And if it's your kind of thing, I you know, highly recommend it. So you can go to www.perplexcity, that's perplexcity.com, and you can sign up there and you can go and find out where your nearest store is and stuff. So I want to do one of these for you now, and you can email in and tell me what you think the answer is. This one here. Okay. This one's a riddle card, it's yellow and it's worth 23 points, so if you think you can solve this, let me know. I've already solved it, so I know the answer. Okay, the riddle is, forever foe to what is wrong, men rage if I be lost by theft, I am what justice works to bring, and all you have when nothing's left. If you want to hear that again, you can just rewind the podcast about 20 seconds and I'll be saying it exactly the same, which means I don't have to repeat it now. So if you think you know the answer to this riddle, get in touch, outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, and stick in the subject title Perplex City, and I shall help you with that. Also, some of them are really hard, and if any of you guys out there are really good at riddles and stuff, or you're good at logic puzzles, I want you on my like Perplex City team, you know, so that we can work together to find out where the cube is and stuff, and win lots of money and make t-shirts and stuff, I don't know. But if you want to, get in touch and say, I want to help you, or I already play the game, let's work together, because I already have a card that I'd like to trade with someone or something. And basically that's it. That's my second, or my new secret shame. It's Perplex City, the ARG card game thing. And while we're at it, you know what I'll do? I shall give you... Yeah, I'm going to tell you this one, because I basically have no idea how to work it out. It's called hybridization. And it says, if you could cross these species, what would be the result? 1. Stentopharum secundatum, crossed with Cindrel nodiflora. Yeah, that's the question. I have no idea. No idea even where to start answering that one. I think that might be a one for the Googling, to find out what the hell Stentopharum secundatum is. And the next one, of course, is Genista scorpius, possibly a scorpion, and Taraxum mongolicum, and Yucca filamentosa. This could be recipes, I suppose. I don't know. There's 5 of them. If you want to know the rest, get in touch, and I shall email you them, and we shall talk about them and try and solve them. And I've got one with bees dancing to tell you how to get to flowers and stuff, And we've got poker cards. I mean, if you know what the names of a king and a king, if you know what that's called in Texas Hold'em, or if you know the name of an ace and an eight, if you know the name of a four of clubs and a four of spades, if you know the name of a nine and a five, an ace and a king, or a ten and a four, that's the kind of thing you need to know. Again, I got the poker one right, because I'm a poker fan. There's this cool logic one with bridges and stuff. It's kind of exciting, because, you know, you get a pack of cards, you've got six completely different puzzles going on. And some are hard and some are easy. So if this is your bag, let me know. Get in touch and go and buy some cards and tell me how you're doing, and maybe I'll see you in Hunt for the Cube. Or not, I don't know. There's also cool podcasts and things on there. It's purplaycity.com. Go check it out. Other than that, there's not really much to talk about in this show. It was just basically a rambly show in which I was going to ramble a bit. Because it has been the summer lull, because during the summer people don't normally listen to podcasts, apparently. So they go off and do other things. So the ratings have been low, and we put out one good show. And if you want to listen to that again, that would be great. Show 34, hopefully Dale and Ali will be on again, and I'm running out of things to say, so I'm repeating myself. So with that note, I shall say goodbye, and get in touch with your film recommendations, song recommendations, answers to these riddles, anything at all, at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, or on the website outcast.podomatic.com. And I hope to hear from you all soon. And I shall hopefully see you, possibly with a guest, and most definitely with a more interesting show, in about a week. So I shall see you then. Later, guys. Bye-bye.